He is the new voice of talk radio, Alexander Danilov.
All right, all, and welcome back to Solutionsology Radio, coming off the heels of the great show that I had last night with Alan Ellman, legendary investor. I have a man who's been referred to by many as a stock market wizard, but there's certainly no wizardry and there's no sorcery in what he does. It's the system he's built over three plus decades of being involved in the market, stuff that he's learned on his own and experiences that he's been schooled in. Of course, the market is a very tough game. Finance is a very tough world, but he's been able to not only be successful, been able to transfer that into teaching people, mentoring people. So my guest tonight is legendary trader Mark D. Cook of Cook Investments. Mark, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on. I was introduced to you from something I was reading by another trader, learning about psychology and things like that, and I stumbled upon you and the Cook style and what you've been able to accomplish and how you got there and the fact that you consider yourself a blue-collar trader still. So I'd like to talk about how you forayed into the investing world and what made you want to change, do something that's really so much different than what you were used to?
Well, that's a good question. I'm an adrenaline junkie, and most traders that do it in a professional nature are adrenaline junkies. You get a real rush out of trading even when things don't go well. It's always a competitive type game, and professional traders go at it. And one of my credos is, if I trade, I will make money. So I'm always looking for a situation. I realize that not all trades are going to work. Over the years, I've been able to achieve greater than a 75% winning ratio, meaning that over three times out of four, the individual trades and positions I do hit the win column.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you had a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and you had to be able to refocus, retool. So I want to talk about that because that's often lost in the fact of I know where you are today. My listeners will understand where you are today as a trader and the fact that you're mentoring people now, and you don't do that by accident, obviously. There's a lot of experiences that were along the way, so I'd like for you to share some of those early bumps and bruises and obviously a lot more than that, and how you were able to overcome that, because at the end of it all, adrenaline's adrenaline, but there's a psychological aspect of it too, and some people can't handle not having that rush and needing it all the time, and that's when they make a lot of mistakes and lose a lot of money. And there's people that can do it, and those are people that succeed.
Well, that's true, very true. The situation that a professional trader does and that I look at is that you always assess risk first. So every trade that I look at the downside of it, the potential worst-case scenario. I'm big on worst-case scenarios. And if I can handle what I perceive to be the worst-case scenario and the situation is less than that or is not as bad as that, then I will go into the trade. If I assess that the scenario, the worst-case scenario, is greater than what I want to assume as risk, then I don't enter the trade. What I do on my trades is probably a little bit different than a lot of traders are. I use a 2-to-1 ratio, and mine's simple statistics. And the statistics are, if you're right more than 75% of the time, which I've been able to do here for decades, and you're using a 2-to-1 ratio on losses versus wins, why, it works out in the wash. So you just keep going at it day after day. Now, of course, there's times where I lose money, some days, some weeks, some months, but I know if I trade and I do it with consistency and the rules that I have or whatever, that over the long term, it will pay off for me.
Mm-hmm. And Mark, so with those days, those weeks, those months, where you're having this this drawdown, this dark period, so to speak, in your trading, stuff that's pushing you off what you're doing, you have to be able to maintain your discipline and stay. If you trade 100 shares every time, which obviously you're not trading 100 share lots, but if that is what a person's trading, you have to continue doing that, and it has to be boring and it has to be monotonous. So it becomes an internal battle every single day, and we have to, as traders, as investors, or whatever it is, be able to refocus on that and say, this is what I need to do. So with that, it becomes, again, with that discipline, it becomes a routine and things like that. So I'm sure my audience wants to know, and I would love to know, what you exactly do every single morning to prep yourself, from the research, how much you spend, because a lot of people say all you got to do is look at the charts and trade what you see, and that's not always that's not always best. It works for some people, but just like anything else, there's always exceptions to the rule, and that's not a mass market approach.
Well, the basic thing that I start out with doing, even before the inception of my trading, is I do a business trading plan, and that's what I teach when I mentor people. I think that's a very, very important thing, and I'll tell you some of my experiences. I started my business trading plan, and it's a very intricate, complicated plan that I help each and every person construct. I started doing that in 1991, and I did it for a reason at that time. Back then, they had the U.S. Investing Championship, which is a real-time championship, and I wanted to win it, and so I thought, well, I need to structure something to encompass all my discipline. So I put together a 26-point business trading plan for the year of 1992. Well, it ended up I did win the competition with a 563% return. So I arrived then realizing the business trading plan got me to the point that I needed to be at. I had 91% winning trades that particular year. My Sharpe ratio, which is the winners versus the losers, was approximately 3-2, which means I'd lose $3 for every $2 I made, but I was making $2 91% of the time and losing $3 only 9% of the time. So that's why you can get a high percentage return on over that time. So every year since that, I've used a business trading plan. So I've been doing that for, well, this is the 25th year now, and that really adds to the bottom line. And when I teach people that want to be professional traders, or even some professional traders that I know, they have to have some type of business trading plan. It's just going to make you a better trader. It's going to increase the bottom line and give you a lot more confidence. And that's the problem that a lot of traders have, that they're going in without a proper game plan for an annual basis.
And it is that annual basis that we have to focus on. It's not a one trade or two trade type of world. You have to be able to do it routinely. There's days you can be up 25, 30 grand if you're a big time trader, especially if you're using options. And there's other days you can be down just as much. As you mentioned, that you can win 90% of the time and be profitable. And there's people that win 90% of the time and lose because they don't handle it the right way. So we'll get into that shortly. I am speaking with Mark D. Cook, legendary trader, 1992 U.S. investment champion when they had those events back then. His blog is Pathway to Trading, great site, great blog. That's kind of how I got introduced to you outside of reading Brett Steenbarger's piece on psychology and things like that. So let's stay on the topic of psychology, right? So losing, we spoke about a little bit, trying to refocus and retool. Now let's talk about winning, because a lot of people think that, you know, once you win, you just feed off yourself. It's not like in the sales world where you land a big account and you can kind of sell off that and it gradually gets easier. It's not that it gradually gets harder when you trade. It's just that when you do make money, though, you have to fight yourself once again to be able to say, okay, I made a couple thousand today. I made my goal, whatever it is. My win-loss ratio is great. Risk-reward is great. Everything's looking good. How do I maintain this, and how do I build off that the right way? And that's what a lot of people struggle with. Even after they become profitable traders, a lot of times they blow up. We saw it happen with Jim Paul, and we saw it happen with a lot of other more novel traders.
Well, yes, that's true. The overall business trading plan is going to cover what you just mentioned in regard to it, including I have a section there on drawdowns. Professional traders don't put themselves in a position where they ever jeopardize the principal in their account. Drawdowns are very minimal overall and very short lives. So if you have a situation where you have one, two, or even a week at a time where you have consecutive losing days over the course of, well, this is my 40th year of trading, I've only had a handful of times over the many years where I've lost 4 days in a row. It's very rare that I see it, and each time that I get where I have 2 or 3 days losing at a time, my business trading plan, I have a section on that to cover that scenario. And what that scenario entails is, as I said, I'm all on probabilities, so I know if I get into that situation that the odds are the next day I'm probably going to make money, and I adjusted accordingly in regard to that. But I never put all exposure into any one trade. I only put a certain amount into it as my business trading plan dictates. And I do the same amount all the time. So I don't load up a lot when I think a situation is what I would consider more conducive to make trading, or I lessen a trade when I'm more unsure of a trade. I do the same amount every time, every trade that I enter. My probabilities that I use, my statistical evaluation on the particular setups I use is all based on the 75%. So if I can't get to the 75%, I don't do the trade, but I do the trade every time it gets there, and that's how it works out in the wash. I know every trade's not going to be a winner, every trade's not going to be a loser, but three times out of four or better, I can get to that point. Whenever I was in that Stock Market Wizards book that Jack Swigger wrote, he did an analysis on all my trades for nine consecutive years, which covered 699 trading days. And during that period of time, I had 87% winning days. And, of course, he mapped out all the losing and the winning trades. My average daily gains were $2,364, if memory serves me right. So you can kind of do the math on 699 days, how much money. It amounts to a large amount of money over that period of time. But the thing is, and that's why I call myself a blue-collar trader, I don't go for making $100,000 in one day, although I have. But the situation is I look at consistency and making several thousand a day. But to average that amount per day, you think, oh, well, that's not a lot. That is an average, and that includes losing days too. So to get yourself to that average of winners minus losers, to average that over a period of 9 days, that is consistency. And that's the big thing that pro traders can do. They're very consistent. Sure, they lose money. Sure, they have downtimes. Sure, they have drawdowns and things like that. But if they keep trading, they take three steps forward, two back, three steps forward, two back, and go accordingly. They don't take one step forward and four back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that is the key to consistency. And people think they look at $500 and be like, oh, you know what, it's not worth the risk. But you make $500 on average a day, pluses and losses, that's $100K a year. That's more than double with the average salaries in the U.S. Obviously, you have to take risks to be able to get there. But again, if you do it the right way, you're smart about it, you're consistent about it, more importantly, you know, it's not about those 5 and 10K days. Those will come as the setups come. But one of the hardest things to do for so many people, Mark, and I know that you've experienced this, and I have, and everybody has, is sitting on your hands. It's the hardest thing to do, and sometimes, and a lot of times, it's the best thing to do. And most times, really, it's the best thing to do until you find that setup, as you alluded to before. If you don't see the setup exactly how you want it, the hell with it. I'm not in it, you know. And so you'll just sit out. You'll either be vacant the market, or you'll have your regular, you know, whatever, however many portfolios you have. Maybe you have just a longer term one, you have your shorter term one, things like that. But you'll wait for it. And that's the important thing. And that's very difficult for so many people to do because of that rush factor. Let's include that in that as well.
Well, that's very correct what you said. And it's interesting you mentioned that $500 a day. When I mentor people, I bring them in there and I show them on a business trading plan how you can make $500 a day. It's very doable. Now, that's $500 on an average. And I tell people what happens is that they get to that point. It's very, as I said, the probabilities are high, very doable. But the key to it is to be satisfied with that, because as soon as they get $500 a day and they do it on a consistent basis, you know what happens? They want $1,000 a day. The greed kicks in. As you're trying to do more or make more money, you have to take more risk. And a lot of people can't handle that risk. So making $500 is a high probability. It's something that is a low risk. You don't have to do a multiple number of trades. But people want to do more trades. They trade too much. They trade too often during the day. They trade at the long times of the day. And pretty soon where they're up $600 in the morning, at the end of the day, it turns into a minus 1,500 or something like that, because of the way they approach things is that the greed aspect takes over. So going into that and making a nice living, just like you said, it's 250 trading days in a year. And if you would trade that many, make $500 a day, that's $125,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to go. And, of course, there's a lot of benefits to being able to do that. And you mentioned trading at the right times of the day. So let's quickly run through that, Mark, the times that you train people and you teach people, because there's a lot of sites out there that say, you know, the best time is 9:30 to 10:30 because it's the most active. And then you have the final hour, or they call it the power hour, although it's not always like that. Then you have days like today where really the whole day is is annoying to watch. Even it's worse than paint drying because of the Fed announcement and things like that. It's awaiting some sort of catalyst. So again, there's a sit on the hands approach, but then you have to be able to understand where you are. So, but on the regular day, let's talk about what you how you train and how you mentor people, which times of the day to avoid, because the middle of the day is very difficult. And so it's apt for people losing money and stops being taken out and things like that, just because it's really machine driven a lot of it now too. So let's talk about that and what you're training people is the best time to look at.
Well, I approach things regarding a trading personality, and that's a big thing that people don't understand. And I help people realize what their trading personality is. And your trading personality dictates a lot of times when you trade, not necessarily when the market is. What I found myself, I'm a morning person. That's when I'm at my pinnacle of success. Mm-hmm. My trades bear that out. And the situation that I have right now is when I look at my trades and I review my trades on an ongoing basis, most of the money I make is in the morning. So I'm obviously trading more at that time. I'm not as proficient in the afternoon. My probabilities aren't as great during that time. And I found with people, they're, a lot of times they're morning people or they're afternoon people, and that's the way they're born. That's their makeup. So I try to assess that when I teach people, and a lot of people have to realize that they're a morning person or an afternoon person by the dictates of how their trading goes. Somebody that's a morning person and they force the issue and trade into the afternoon when they're not an afternoon person, a lot of times that's when they give it back. Or somebody that just isn't ready in the morning to trade and they try to force the issue, they're not at their ultimate proficiency at that time, and they lose, then they dig themselves in a hole for the afternoon. So I tell people on the consistency of it, it's not necessarily the market, although the market can be different at different times of the day and regard to things, and that's very true. But what I found over the period of time, there's always a way to make money. There is always a way to make money, and a professional trader figures out how to do it. That's what the difference is between a pro and an amateur.
Correct. And once again, I'm speaking with Mark D. Cook, a legendary trader, has been doing it for more than three decades, and it was a 1992 investment U.S. investment champion. We talked about that earlier and how he was able to do it and his win rate at that point, all that kind of stuff. So I guess the most appropriate thing, Mark, would be to finish off on what's called Cook's cumulative tick. Have you been able to utilize that? How you discovered this, and how you figured that this was the right way, this was the way for you to be able to trade successfully and consistently?
1986, I started a research on what I thought was an internal portion of the market that would give a dictate of predictability of what the future was going to bring. And that's what I call the CCT, the Cook Cumulative Tick now. What it measures is energy in the market. And if you have a market that's progressing in prices, but it doesn't have the energy within the internals of it, it's not going to sustain itself. Now, you've heard before, and a lot of people have, that on days that do not have a high volume, yet the prices go up, that it doesn't have staying power. That is kind of what this is measuring. But the situation that you're looking at in regard to this, this tells an environment, and it tells an environment over days, even weeks. So you got a situation basically that the internals, and the case in part right now is our market that we have now is deteriorating badly. And what my CCT will show as a predictive is a dichotomy between what the internals of the market are and what the actual prices are. Right now it's a hollow rally, meaning that the internals are not dictating that it is a bullish market. So therefore the situation is the prices have not declined yet, but they will because the internals are weakening overall. Now I do numerical computations on that, and I'm doing it on a daily basis. And for example, today they actually became more overbought here for the intermediate term because of today's action. Now, a lot of today's action was predicated on the Federal Reserve announcement and the press conference in the afternoon. But still, the internals are the composite and the accumulation of all the activities, news items, and everything else that's going on an ongoing basis. So what I found, and I know I'm talking quickly on this, this is not something I can explain. I teach people about this over hours and hours of presentation when I mentor them, but I've been using this myself, what I said, for 30 years, and it's served me well. It's made me a wealthy person over that period of time. It's been very satisfying to me, and it's something that is a high, high predictive outlook to give you a setup to do a particular position trade.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a way that people can access that particular thing? I know you do it every single day, so it's not auto-adjusted, but is there a way that people can access that as an indicator?
Well, appreciate that question. There's nothing that you can access on the Internet. I do an advisory service, a twice-a-day advisory service. I send it out at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and then I do a recap at the end of the day at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and I talk about the CCT there all the time. So where it's at, just what I gave you the right now is the internals that I'm looking at are dictating here over the next 3 to 5 trading days, and my CCT is given a major sell here that the market probably will have some type of what I call void, meaning that it's going to go down because the foundations or the internals is not that strong. And also what my advisory is doing is teaching people how to trade. Last year, for example, the performance we had on it from Jan 1 through December 31st, $100,000 account that did every trade that we recommended over the course of 2015 went to $265,000.
Wow, that's incredible. That's obviously the power of the experience and what you teach people and doing things the right way. If people want to find out more about what you do, your advisory service, if they're interested in that, they could access the site and the blog at markdcook.com. They could also follow you on Twitter with Twitter handle at Cook Investments. I strongly suggest people more people follow you because there's a lot of great content there. And, of course, you advise people on different things from the market and when you're going to be doing seminars and things like that. And, by the way, I do agree with you on the market, the impending market dip coming. It's a little bit of a melt up here, and we've seen, I don't exactly know how many of the last several Fed meetings, but important Fed meetings where there was a run-up and then a tank, and the activity today didn't suggest anything. Suggested, if anything, maybe a little bit of rotation, and there was a lot of laggards from small caps and things like that. So pay close attention to it. If you want to find out more about the CCT, you can that's Cook's Cumulative Tick. You can get that from his advisory service, or you can learn more about it from his site and see if that's something that you're interested in learning more about. Mark, thank you again for coming on. Appreciate it. And, you know, obviously, keep doing what you're doing and bringing transparency to the market.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on the show. You did a very nice interview, and I hope I helped out your listener and viewership.
Absolutely, and you helped me out as well. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.